The United Nations and its agencies say they are prepared to expand humanitarian aid operations in Gaza now that the Israel-Hamas ceasefire has gone into effect. Ricardo Pires, the spokesperson for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said the agency had spent months preparing shipments of food, medical supplies, and winter materials in anticipation of a possible ceasefire. UNICEF hopes to restore water and sanitation systems across the territory and deliver nutritional support to roughly 50,000 children under 5 and 60,000 pregnant or breastfeeding women. Pires said UNICEF was prepared to flood Gaza with aid, but needed Israel to open more border crossings to move supplies quickly.
A genuine ceasefire must be more than words. It must be sustained and respected, placing children's rights at the very center. This means opening all crossings for humanitarian aid and ensuring that every child, from north to south, is reached with the essentials for survival. Humanitarian relief is only the beginning. Children in Gaza also need schools reopened, play spaces restored, and time to heal from unimaginable trauma. This ceasefire must create conditions for both emergency and long-term aid.
The UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, also said it is ready to restart large-scale operations once access is granted. Spokesperson Juliette Tuma said the agency has 6,000 trucks of aid waiting to enter Gaza. The supplies include 3 months of food for the entire population, as well as soap and other hygiene items. UNRWA has been barred by Israel from bringing in goods since March, and no visas have been issued to international UNRWA personnel since January. Despite the restrictions, 12,000 local staff have continued to operate across the Gaza Strip. Tuma said that during the previous ceasefire earlier this year, UNRWA delivered up to 800 truckloads of supplies daily, enough to temporarily stave off famine. She said Gaza now requires at least 500 trucks per day to meet basic humanitarian needs, and that it is imperative that UNRWA is allowed in.
We have the infrastructure across the Gaza Strip to implement such an operation. Because we have the trust of the community, which is something that is often underreported, but UNRWA and our staff, we have that in the Gaza Strip. So we call for pragmatism to prevail and for UNRWA to be allowed to bring those supplies in, which we can, by the way, directly give to people in need. We have no middleman. We have no organization between the agency and the communities that we serve.
UNRWA's relationship with Israel remains tense. In January, Israel's parliament passed legislation enforcing a no-contact policy between government officials and the agency, which Israel accuses of ties to Hamas. UNRWA denies the allegations and says it remains the largest humanitarian organization operating in Gaza, maintaining direct contact with the communities it serves. More than 370 UNRWA employees have been killed since the conflict began, the highest United Nations death toll ever recorded in a single war. But according to Tuma, UNRWA's effort persists.
As any humanitarian would tell you, we thrive and survive on hope. And so we hope that pragmatism will prevail.
The World Health Organization also welcomed the ceasefire and said it is preparing to rebuild Gaza's health system. Only 13 of 36 hospitals remain partially functional. WHO says it will increase medical shipments, rehabilitate damaged facilities, and deploy emergency medical teams to expand healthcare capacity. Tuma said that it's imperative for UNRWA to be allowed to be a part of the relief effort.
We hope that our trucks of supplies are allowed to enter Gaza together with the rest of the United Nations family, and that our international personnel are finally allowed back into the occupied Palestinian territory, including the Gaza Strip.
UN officials say a sustained ceasefire and open crossings are essential for any large-scale recovery effort. They add that the speed of Israel's approval process will determine how quickly food, medicine, and shelter materials can reach Gaza's population. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.